Welcome to the Ether. Today is Sunday, May 29th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Mental Health Month with Angel Protocol, Anxiety. How does it affect us and how do we cope? Let's take a listen.
As you might tell, I'm in the UK, so it's Sunday afternoon for me.
Yeah, so it's tea time, right? Or not quite?
No, yeah, sort of. Mid-afternoon. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon for me.
What is tea time officially, if there is one?
It depends.
Okay.
Because it also depends which part of the country you come from as to what you call it.
Okay.
So tea for, like, if you come from the north of England, then tea is like your evening meal or your afternoon evening meal. Whereas if you're from the south, it's like a cup of tea with some cake. So you describe things in a different way. So if you're in the north, your midday meal is called your dinner. And your evening meal is called your tea. Whereas if you're in the south, your midday meal is called your lunch and your evening meal is called your dinner.
Interesting.
So roughly. So there's always exceptions.
Does tea also refer to, like, gossip? Because I've heard that before. Or no?
No.
No. Okay. So then I misunderstood that.
Yeah. Maybe you'd gossip over a cup of tea.
That's probably it.
Yeah. Yeah, you might gossip over a cup of tea, but yeah,
all right.
That's the nearest.
How's everyone doing this morning or afternoon? I guess we do want to wait a few more minutes to see if people join. I know there were like almost 20 people that signed up to come to the space. If not, I'll jump right in and get started.
Yeah, it's only 3 minutes past, so there might be some more people coming along.
Okay, I'm just going to mute myself for a second.
The birds are great, though. I mean, for keeping calm, it really is. It's so relaxing.
I can't believe you guys can hear it that loud. I mean, it's, I guess I must be used to it.
It's like they're next to your mic.
It is relaxing. I'll give you that.
I hope everyone's doing okay today. And I know it's difficult sometimes when you look at so much going on and like with all the Terra 2 launch and so on. And I know personally for me, I've turned things off more often. I think very much, especially sort of like a month ago, it was, you know, literally checking everything all the time. I think turning things off always helps. And I understand that I'm saying that as we're all sitting here on our phones and with our headphones in.
No, that's actually helped me as well. I was noticing that when I was checking my, speaking of anxiety, when I was checking my Twitter late at night, right before bed, I would feel like so tight. I couldn't even relax. Like, so I think after 9 o'clock, I put my phone on sleep mode and that's really helped. So yeah, being able to step away for a little bit, because it's a lot checking and trying to keep up with everything. And then you get invested because you have money either staked or, you know, you're buying things. And yeah, it's a lot. If anyone would like to join as a speaker, just raise your hand and we'll add you. But I guess I will start off the space and kind of just introduce myself as well as my history with anxiety. So I know a lot of people with anxiety. For a long time, I used to look at people that would at anxiety and kind of just say they're just making things up or they just don't know how to cope with things. But after dealing with it, I realized that those people weren't just making excuses. My anxiety is mostly related. It's like a health anxiety. So about 3 or 4 years ago, I was just newly pregnant. I had a misdiagnosed thyroid problem. So I was pretty much on bed rest my entire pregnancy and then ended up having preeclampsia and was in the hospital for a month. And my baby was also in the hospital because she was born at 3 pounds. So just all of that really caused me a lot of anxiety. And talking with the doctors, I don't know if they truly understood. I mean, maybe I didn't voice it correctly. Like, I was just having this overwhelming sense, like you're checking your baby in the NICU. You're trying to heal yourself after having a baby. And I was not in a good place. It took me a really long time to try to even settle myself. So it was actually really, really tough. Then about two years after that, my dad passed away. And then just a few months after that, one of my really good friends passed away as well. And it took a trip to the emergency room thinking that I had a heart attack, in order for me to finally realize that I needed to get some help. And by help, I mean starting to talk to a therapist and get on an anxiety medicine. But it took a really long time, and I had really struggled with not the idea of going to see a therapist, but just like thinking that I could solve it on my own. Thinking that, you know, if I just meditate a little bit, or maybe turn my phone off at night, or just try to, you know, separate work and being at home and new baby and trying to like manage everything, that maybe I could figure it out on my own. I tried acupuncture, and it just wasn't cutting it. And it took a trip to the emergency room thinking I was having a heart attack in order for me to finally say, like, okay, I think it's time that I start working on myself. And I've been, you know, dealing with anxiety, like I said, for the past like 4 years, like that I can remember like specifically, but it's definitely a struggle. I mean, my brain doesn't shut off. You know, you think of the worst case scenario for almost everything that goes on, whether you get in the car. And it's taken a lot for me to take a step back and realize, like, okay, this is anxiety. This is not reality. And just trying to differentiate between those, because that little person on your shoulder that's telling you that everything is wrong wants to take over. And it's been a struggle for me to try to put that person, you know, on the shelf and try to, I guess, bring reality and understanding, like, okay, I'm not dying. I'm not having a heart attack, in order to try to heal myself. And it's definitely a process. It's a struggle. Thankfully I have a very understanding husband who also struggles a little bit with anxiety, but we can kind of relate and help each other. So it's good to have a support system, but, that's just a little bit about myself. Please raise your hand if you also would like to speak, or if you have any questions or would like to share something. I know we've had a couple other Twitter spaces where some people were also talking. It was right around the depegging, and other people were like, oh my God, I thought I was also having a heart attack. So it was really good to connect with people and, you know, just understand that you're not alone.
Yeah. Thanks, Amanda. Yeah. I think it was the Twitter space just a couple of weeks ago about the people thinking they were having a heart attack as almost like a symptom of the results of anxiety. I think I remember this once with one of my brothers-in-law. Actually, there was a lot going on with regards to legal trials and all kinds of stuff, and in a supermarket, really did think he was having a heart attack. Absolutely thought he was having a heart attack, and it's like it's the symptom of the underlying problem. And it's, you know, it's how your body is responding to that thing at that particular time, but it's the underlying problem that needs to get sorted. Andrea, do you want to join in? So you've got speaker rights. So if you want to join in, please do.
Anyone else?
Hey, Andrea.
Would like to speak? Andrea? I'm not sure if she's not.
Yeah, you might have your phone on mute, or the microphone not working, Andrea. So anytime you want to join in, please do. We'll move to Space Traveller. So you're just connecting now, Space Traveller.
Welcome.
Good morning. Hope everyone's doing all right.
Good morning.
I just wanted to firstly say thank you for hosting the space. It's I think really good. I've just been really pleased to see all these Twitter spaces focusing on mental health. Obviously, here we are in May, trying to raise awareness, especially having endured lots of challenges in the market over the last month or so. So I come at this, I'm actually a clinical psychologist in terms of my work. So I work with folks that obviously experience as well. And I guess for me, I'm a crypto enthusiast as well. So I'm kind of just branching out a little bit in terms of trying to join some of these spaces that are, topics as well. So I just once again, firstly, wanted to really appreciate that you guys are putting the space on and being open and vulnerable. One of the things that I certainly see in myself and others in terms of is the importance of connecting with other people. It's interesting. We're talking about anxiety, and here we are trying to talk publicly, which is actually the number one anxiety provoking condition in any of us, right? I know we're in spaces, so we're not face to face in that regard, but still. I think anyone in the audience right now that is thinking about wanting to speak, but is feeling super nervous about doing that, I just really want to encourage you right now that this is a really normal emotion to be feeling, and just want to encourage you to maybe step out and raise the hand and speak, because the thing about our anxiety is it doesn't stay 10 out of 10 forever. It's going to come down. So, and part of that is just, as I say, stepping out, almost like, edge of the pool and you jump in, that cold water is really unpleasant, but the body acclimatizes relatively quickly as well. So, I just wanted to jump in and mention that and happy to engage in the conversation together today. I mean, I would say one thing about anxiety is welcome to the family, right? We all have it. It's all part of our emotional range. And I think when it becomes a problem, as our host was saying earlier, after the birth of the baby and just having these the excessive symptoms, right? When you're, so that's from my perspective, when my eyebrow is twitching crazily, that's an anxiety reaction right there, where my heart is thumping and I'm like, wait a minute, I've not gone for a run. There's anxiety happening. And if there's danger and there's reason for anxiety, then it's like, okay, I experience it and it's okay. But if there's no reason for it, it's because the brain, our thinking is normally going in overdrive. We're worrying basically about whatever that is that's kind of creating that anxiety reaction. So once again, in the market over the past month, there's been so much to worry about. So I really appreciate the thoughts about kind of switching things off if you can, and taking some time away, to allow our body to kind of cool down from reactions. I know for me, it takes at least 30 minutes. I mean, physiologically, when we look at the research, about 30 minutes. Kind of, if you think about a kettle on the hot plate or the kettle and the plug in the wall, if you're from the UK, it's about 30 minutes for that internal temperature physiologically to kind of cool down. Anyway, I'll pause from there, but just happy to be in the space.
Thank you so much for that, Space Traveler. For me, especially getting outside, going for a walk. I love gardening, so those are all really good things for me to help calm myself. I know some people listen to music. Does anyone else have any tips or anything that you found help you with your anxiety? And going to what you said, Space Traveler, earlier about people in the audience that might be listening that are absolutely terrified right now to talk. That was me. Like, for my first Twitter space, I was literally shaking. Speaking actually really, really helped. And knowing that you're not alone, that you're talking with, in a safe space like we're in right now, with people who, we don't know each other, but we're here for a reason. We're here because we care about our mental health. We care about maybe trying to find ways to help our anxiety. For me, it took a lot to admit it. So just coming in spaces like this and talking with other people who have had similar experiences was really, really healing. Andrea, you're able to speak now if you want. Thanks for coming.
I think your mic is off at the moment, Andrea. There you go.
Also, I'm fairly certain if you're on a computer, is this correct, Tim, that you cannot join a Twitter space or at least talk? I'm not sure about that. So that might be a problem as well.
Could be. I think Andrea went on to live just a second, and then maybe it's a like a double tap thing. There you go, Andrea. Okay. So you're on a speaker, so you should just be able to speak now. Unless, as you say, Amanda, and this is this computer problem. The Twitter spaces have been great, but sometimes they're a little bit of a pain.
Yeah. Well, if anyone else would like to come up and speak or have would just like to vent a little bit or have a question, just raise your hand and we'll join you, allow you to speak.
Okay, we had a little bit of sound from you then, Andrea. It was like a little bit of feedback, and that was it. Hopefully we'll get there. We'll be able to hear what you need to say.
About one project creator in this space, and what happened in this moment, like very, very difficult for everyone. And what I personal see and proving my personal experiences about we lose money, we lose anything, we lose a lot of things, but we don't lose yourself. We don't lose what we can do together, and we have the possibility to take a big lesson about what is happening. In general, we need to remember money is not anything. I know it's difficult when you lose money and when you lose your maybe saving or anything is happening to all of us. But you need to realize in one moment what is very important in this life. So the people near to you, the people can love and follow you independent if you are rich or poor or what is happening, because where the value is more important than what is happening. And we need to remember how much we are lucky to every day can stay with the family or the people we love. And I think this is the most important things we can do. And thank you for making me speak.
Yeah, thank you for that. And yes, it's important to remember, because especially when you're in the moment, like if you've lost a lot of money or if you've lost someone dear to you, it's difficult to get out of that vision. But to remember, like the bigger picture, like you were saying, we have our families, we have loved ones, or we have, you know, our life. Just thinking about the big picture. Thank you so much for that.
It's always very difficult as well. I mean, way back, I had a business which went out. So we're talking like the 1990s, mid 1990s, which went under because of some issues that happened with a supplier from overseas. But while it happened, you know, we had to sell the flat that me and my wife lived in, move back with my parents, all this kind of stuff. While it happened, you know, I'm sure people said to me all these kind of things. Sure they did. But you're always so caught up in that moment and thinking, well, where's the next paycheck going to come from? What are we going to do next? But it's, yeah, as Andrea was saying, it's very true. Keep hold of those aspects that provide that stability. And I think as Amanda was saying as well, is having that extra help. It's interesting what Amanda was saying as well about gardening. One of the charities that was on Angel Protocol, the Boot County Local Food Network, was encouraging people to grow their own food and then share their own food and have local food. And one of the aspects on their site was also about the, you know, they had quite a bit of research on there about the beneficial effects of gardening. And of growing food. And you know, maybe it might be interesting to hear from others on the call as well about things that you found successful. So you know, yeah, making sure that you're talking, making sure that you're speaking to people, getting some therapy or counseling is all useful. But what other kind of things might you have found that helps? And we'll just go across to Triziz. So you're able to speak now.
Hello.
Good morning. You're muted right now. If you'd like to speak, just unmute yourself and we'd love to hear from you. I'll fill the air a little bit until Triziz gets back. Yeah, I don't know what it is about. One of my neighbors was actually telling me that she was reading a book about like dealing with grief or dealing with stressful things that happen in your life. And she said something about being around things that are alive. So like for gardening, you're having to take care of something that's alive, or whether it's a pet. I don't know. Gardening is just, it's so, you're in the earth. You're really not thinking about anything. At least for me, I'm not thinking about anything else when I'm gardening. I'm like really focused on doing it correctly and making sure I plant things in the right spot. I don't know. I tend to just like, once I'm in the garden, that's where my whole attention is. And that's really good to have that space where you're able to just get away and just think about one thing, because oftentimes our brains, at least for me, when you're dealing with anxiety, you're thinking about a million things at once. And that's where it ends up like a train plowing through something. Like it gets out of control. So being able to just like take your brain and focus it on one thing is actually really therapeutic. Triziz, are you able to speak now?
Yeah. For my wife, it was, archery. So there was a scheme in the UK, that provided support for carers, because we care for my eldest daughter, and enabled her to go and get some archery lessons. And when she's doing archery, because of thinking about, where that arrow is going and having to concentrate and go through all the things that she needs to do when she's about to shoot an arrow, it meant that she had to concentrate just on that. And that gave her a break from thinking about all the other things that would, that could become really overwhelming.
Yeah, it's great to have that little outlet and be able to find something that you truly love to just like escape to. I've never tried archery.
What's always quite interesting is if I go to an archery shop with her, it's all quite technical. Archery is quite technical, and the staff always start talking to me. And they're always talking to me about the titanium this or the carbon fiber that, and I haven't got a clue what they're going on about. And almost always I have to say, look, I haven't got a clue what you're going on about. It's not me that does it. Speak to my wife. And then I walk away somewhere and go somewhere else.
If you would like to speak, please just raise your hand. If you're new to joining us right now, we're talking about anxiety, how we're coping with anxiety, or maybe something that you found out that's helped you. I just gave permission for Zach to speak. So as soon as he's connected, or she, go ahead. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Technically, it's about 12:30 a.m. Over here in Melbourne. Just wanted to say those birds are absolutely beautiful, and it's hard to believe it's not a soundtrack that you've got playing in the background.
Oh, thank you.
Over here we got, cockatoos and parakeets, and they mostly squawk rather than tweet nicely.
Yeah, I'm up in the northeast part of the United States. So we have I live in the middle of the woods. So yeah, it's beautiful. I guess I take it for granted.
Oh, wonderful. I don't really have much to add to the conversation besides, thanks for hosting a space around mental health. It's really nice to have a space that's not, NFTs or alpha or something like market related. It's a nice break away from that.
Thank you. It is nice to have just a regular conversation, and yeah, like you said, not have to talk about the markets. If anybody else would like to join or to talk, just request and we will bring you up. We're talking about mental health, anxiety, how it affects us and how we cope. We've heard a few people talk about archery, and for myself it was gardening. If there's anything else, I just gave, who did I give permission to speak? Andrea again. The floor is yours if you'd like to speak. And thank you for everyone for coming to our space today. It was great to have everybody show up.
If I can jump in here.
Absolutely.
This is space.
Sometimes what I find it might be helpful to have a conversation around this in terms of kind of what are the symptoms, because they can be quite varied for folks. And sometimes, once again, when you're experiencing strong anxiety, like an actual panic moment, right, where you're having problems breathing and you might feel like, I mean, you mentioned kind of going to the ER, right, for a heart attack. But as I say, I kind of use analogy of a weather that, the weather changes in very different ways. And so people's own anxiety can be quite unique as well. So I was wondering if people were interested in kind of talking a little bit about that, in terms of what kind of symptoms people experience itself. So thanks.
Yeah, I'd love to hear more about what you think about that. If you don't mind sharing, that would be great. Yes, please.
Yeah, I don't want to dominate the conversation. I mean, I'm really just really appreciate you guys putting on a space like this. And the idea that no one has anxiety is like, okay, that person's lying, because we all have anxiety, as I said earlier, as well. It's just, once again, when does it actually? In fact, interestingly enough, anxiety helps your performance, right? So if you're going to perform at whatever you do, you need a bit of anxiety to keep you going, right? To get you off the couch and to get your performance at peak level. But obviously too much anxiety will impact your performance. So that's kind of finding that nice balance there. But in terms of the kind of way that we look at anxiety and break it down, is there's certainly kind of four different domains. Once again, thinking about your own reactions when you're, going kind of through those stages of feeling a little bit antsy to getting a bit more worked up, to feeling like it's quite hard to relax and to the point where it's like, I can't take anything more in because I'm feeling pretty overwhelmed. And so we kind of break it into, one of the areas is your behavior, right? So you think about how your behavior changes. Once again, everyone's unique in this. So when you're feeling calmer or normal, whatever that looks like, once again, and then when you get into more of an anxiety state, for me, I might go faster, right? So I might just not move. I might move more. And I might not be able to sit down as much when I'm feeling more overwhelmed or anxious. For others, though, they might, other behaviors might be things like they might be picking or biting nails or chewing your lip or eating, right? You go to the pantry and you find, the packet of Oreo cookies, and before you know it, they're gone. That could be part of your anxiety reaction in terms of some of the behaviors you might engage. Other people might actually slow down. So it doesn't look the same for everyone, where they might actually become more and more frozen as the anxiety increases. Another area might be associated with your emotions, right? So in terms of particularly when I say emotions, there's folks more on the physical sensations. So kind of what is your body doing, right? So it might be getting hot, or it might be getting cold, perspiring, sweating, might be similar reactions. Other things might be pain, right? Your head might start hurting, or you might get a back pain or something. You might get upset stomachs and nausea. Once again, these all can be anxiety symptoms. You might get numbness or tingling. Which once again leads back to the example given earlier am I having a heart attack as well. So it's kind of like, that's another area. So we've got kind of what are you doing in your behavior, what are you doing in your physical sensations. Another area would be your emotions, which obviously you're gonna generally be more feeling more negative, right? In terms of more anxious, more worried. You might also kind of feel more kind of scared or sad. And then the final piece is your cognition, so which is your thinking. What's going on with your thinking? When you're not in the anxious space, your thoughts are doing certain things. And as you get more anxious, your thoughts change. So they might become shorter, they might become more sharp, right? We might start using more cuss words in our thinking. We might be more critical in our thinking as well, in terms of thinking towards ourselves and others. And it might speed up as well, right? It might get faster and faster. Whereas, once again, some people, it might just stop. And in fact, there's been some interesting research done looking at couples, particularly male-female couples, where they've found, particularly for the males, so I'm one of these, where our brain shut down a little faster, and it's partly due to blood pressure. You put something controversial in front of us, and our blood pressure goes up faster than a female, we found from the research. And so that actually impacts brain shutting down, which goes to thinking, then shutting down. So if you ever had the experience talking to a guy, and it's controversial, and you're saying, can you give me an answer? And they're like, I got nothing for you. That could be an anxiety reaction in that the brain is actually kind of, in a way, shut down. It's overwhelmed with blood pressure. So anyway, that's, once again, I don't want to talk too much here, but that's some of the categories I was thinking about for, you know, the folks in the room here to think about your own reactions. And I was just curious what people could relate to that and what made sense to them and what kind of reactions that they had. Because I think understanding your own reaction is really helpful. If you can catch it earlier, you can intervene earlier and stop it from becoming like a full-blown panic situation. Thanks.
Thank you so much for that. A lot of what you said really, I mean, related to me, of course. It's funny how, like, after at my first session, I think it was with my therapist, like, I went there because I was like, I need help with my anxiety. Like, that was why I went there, because I was like, I don't know what's going on with my body. And, you know, just talking through some things. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, this person doesn't know me, but they know me. Like, everything that's coming out of their mouth is exactly what I'm going through. And it's, you know, it was amazing to have somebody to talk to. And like what you were saying, like, that is explaining the why of what's happening in your body. Because for so long, I wasn't able to answer that question. I was just like, what is going on with me? Like, I have no idea how to get help. I don't know how to, like, I would just like try to like do calm breathing, or like just try in my own way to try to calm myself. Cause I was always on that anxious, like my brain is like a train running away. I would start to like get jittery and couldn't sit down. But being able to talk through those things and realize like, wow, this is like sort of textbook, this is anxiety, was really helpful. And thank you so much for your insight, because it's really nice to have somebody of your profession on this space that can, you know, kind of give some light to all different aspects, because I can only, you know, tell people what I've experienced. But like you said, everyone struggles in different ways. Thank you so much for that. If anyone would like to raise their hand or speak, we'd love to hear from you. We're talking about anxiety and how it affects us and how we cope.
Yeah, a lot of that was super relatable, especially Amanda, your experiences with, you know, feeling like you're having a heart attack and going to the ER. You know, the numbness and the tingling, also super relatable, and the brain shutting off. I mean, my full-time work is kind of a big source of my anxiety, and it's the last 6 months. I'm in supply chain. I'm essentially the supply chain planner. So you can imagine how much of an issue supply chain is at the moment. So the last 6 months have been pretty hectic, and I find myself daily, you know, kind of shutting myself off a little bit and getting a little snappier with people and having a whole drawer full of, you know, nut bars and little chocolate muesli bars and stuff that I eat throughout the day. But yeah, no, super relatable. And definitely talking to a doctor about it. And them just saying to you that, you know, what you're dealing with is anxiety. It changes your world, kind of. It's like, what's going on? And then they tell you what's going on, and it's like, oh shit, you know, that explains everything. It's this neurological thing that's going on. It's not like I'm not broken in some way. It's just as some, you know, some neurons firing the wrong way. And that kind of relieves a lot of pressure, I think.
I agree 100% with you. It felt the first time I sat down with my therapist, and I was like, I'm so excited to be here. I know some people probably would be like, oh my gosh, like, you're crazy. But it felt so good to finally like try to help myself. And like after leaving, I felt so good, because I felt like I was able to finally have that question answered. Cause it took me 3 years, and I suffered for too long, just trying to help myself. And I'm not a profession, like, that's not my profession. So I'm not saying therapy is for everyone. It helped me, but just even hopping on spaces like this to, you know, maybe listen if you don't have the courage to speak up. That was me. But yeah, so glad that everyone is here. Tiz, you made it. Just shouting out to my other anxiety buddy. Raise your hand if you'd love to speak. Oh, sorry, Tim.
That's okay. It was just the shutting down business that Space Traveler was mentioning, and it's quite funny how you look back on things and you think, oh yeah, that's right. And I just remember I used to be a teacher. My first year of teaching was in maybe one of the most challenging schools in London. And I remember going home and I would literally stare at the wall for about an hour. Honestly, the things that went on were just incredible. But it's almost like sit and stare at the wall for an hour and then be able to get on with the rest of the things that needed to be done. And I think that maybe is the kind of thing you were mentioning, Space Traveler, about the shutting down, about the, you know, part of the coping mechanism. The problem then is that you never spoke about it again at that point. You know, you couldn't go and say that to anybody. You couldn't go and be honest about this kind of thing. And I think, you know, one of the things now is that there is more help around. There are people prepared to listen. There's, you know, groups like this where we can talk and be honest and understand that we're not the only ones. And you know, I always used to think it was just me. It was obviously me. I was obviously a bad teacher, and it was obviously it was my problem. And being able to share and being able to hear and being able to listen to other things that other people have done would have been so helpful then. In fact, all my experiences that I've been able to speak about, I think now, if only I'd been able to speak to more people, if only I'd gone and said, look, this is what the issue is and we need some help, or I need some help. If only, then it would have, you know, been better within a year instead of 2 years or 3 years or whatever. So, yeah, that was really interesting. Thanks, Space Traveler.
Yeah, you're welcome. I think it's why these kind of spaces are, we're breaking another frontier, right? Talk about what happened with lockdown and, suddenly a bunch of us folks in the field were jumping on virtual video therapy, right? And that was a really amazing way to connect with folks from the comfort of your home. I mean, I'm in my home right now having a chat with you guys. And once again, this is what breaks down barriers, because we can unite as a community. And we need each other, that's bottom line, you know, and the more ways we can use our technology to connect with each other, I think that's going to really help overall how we function as people. I mean, you might not have heard of this guy called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. It's kind of like your classic psychology 101. But we need shelter, right, and protection and food. But I think after that, we need that connection with other people. That's such a basic need for us all, that even if we are a bit grumpy and we like our own company, we might be a bit more introvert, which is totally normal as well. And those extroverts kind of, you know, need other people to kind of get energized. But ultimately, the value of these spaces as well is that we can come on here and we can listen and we can talk. And once again, for those of you who are kind of contemplating getting up and having a chat, I just really want to encourage you right now. It does take a lot of courage and you're not alone. This is a super anxiety provoking thing to do, which is to hit that request button and then to talk in a space like this as well. But certainly, as I say, it's a warm space and we want to welcome you to it as well. Thanks.
Yeah. Thank you, Space Traveler. The lockdown was really, really hard for me. I don't know if anybody is familiar with the Enneagram. It's like a personality test. I know those personality tests, like everyone rolls their eyes, but this one I feel like is really, it like kind of breaks people down into like nine different categories. And for me, I'm an Enneagram 7, which is like the enthusiast. and for me to be at home, number one, like being at home as a stay-at-home mom for those first 9 months was very, very hard. I know a lot of people really like are good with that. For me, like it was really tough. That gave me a lot of anxiety and feeling alone. feeling like I wasn't, number one, like contributing, but also having the guilt. So a lot of anxiety and stress with that, but also like, yeah, then you move into a lockdown where you're like not allowed to see people, or, you know, it's difficult. Like we worked online, and for me, like I need that personal connection. And I love that about humanity. Like I love community, like being a part of originally like the Luna community and now the greater community. It's great to connect with people and understand that, yeah, you're not alone. Like we're here for each other. And that's like such a huge part of, I mean, it's a huge part of why we are humans. Like we're meant for each other. We're meant to be together, and we're meant to like share these hard things, because if we can't share who we are with our community, I feel like then what's the point of having a community if we can't be real with each other? And just open up and deal with the struggles, because a lot of times, like on social media, people tend to post the good. You post the pictures of your vacation, or, you know, the highlights, the birthdays, the anniversaries, but, you know, no one really wants to speak about, you know, their miscarriage, or no one wants to speak about maybe their struggle with depression. But you know, spaces like this, like it was really hard for me to initially talk in one of these, but being able to talk in a community of people that are like-minded, or, you know, appreciate or want to help, or like Space Traveler said, like just, you know, have those questions answered. Like it was really important for me. So thank you. Appreciate it. If anyone else would like to speak, please don't hesitate to request. We'll gladly bring you up.
What's accessibility to therapy services like where you guys are from, in terms of Melbourne in Victoria, Australia? During the COVID times, our state, you know, what's the word? They subsidized about 20 or so therapy sessions, if I remember correctly, which is a big help to a lot of people. I know, you know, medical services, I believe they're super expensive in America. Maybe you guys can talk to that.
I can speak just to my own, like I have insurance through my company. So my therapy is only $15 a session, which is it's great. I thought it was going to be a lot more. And that was originally my, like one of my setbacks. Like I was like, I can't afford $200 a week or whatever it was. But thankfully my insurance covers it, and it's relatively cheap for me. But I know that's not everybody. That's it. Yeah. I don't know if anyone else can talk to it.
Are there perhaps like services, or you know, can you go through an agency or something along those lines to access cheaper therapy?
I certainly can speak a little bit to that question. I'm over in the US as well, and I mean, most of my population that I work with is actually military. So the way it works from a military perspective is that you know, the troops will get access to care. Now, do we have enough providers? No. You know, that's I think always the big challenge. But certainly from a community standpoint, as was stated just a moment ago, I mean, you can get it through insurance, and there are some programs that do some low cost and pro bono. But I love that program that Australia did. I mean, once again, I had the honor of spending a year in your country, actually in Melbourne, many years ago, and had a great time out there. But really appreciate some of the initiatives that you guys have done. That sounds a really, really great initiative. I mean, one thing that I'm interested in, and I think Web3 provides maybe an opportunity here. By the way, I'm absolutely very unsophisticated when it comes to development in Web3 and all that kind of stuff. I'm just an enthusiast. Is how do we reach more people, right? I think there is an opportunity, maybe using NFTs or some kind of device in which we can break down barriers and we can increase access to care. So that's something that I'm, you know, kind of keeping my ear close to the ground on. Maybe over the next 5 years, we can see something grow in that area. But yes, I think in the US, we have a massive need
for providers, and many people don't get good access to care. I think that's just the bottom line from my perspective. Thanks.
I've just put a link into both the Telegram channel, the mental health Telegram channel, and also just on the main Twitter page for Angel Protocol, which is to a site that's actually based in Australia called We Are Spur. And one of the things that they did on their site, I mean, there's some great resources on there anyway, but there's a page there with a trawl of lots of different areas in I mean many countries across the world of where you can get help and support. So some of them are government provided, some of them charitable, and I think it depends again on, I mean, to the extent here in the UK, it's not just country specific as to the help you get, but it's also your particular region as to how your region or how your state in effect deals with mental health as to the support you get or the therapies that you get you're able to access. So I mean we've benefited from state provided, because in the UK there's this thing called the National Health Service, and so we've benefited from state provided and also from charitable provided charitable services, who've actually, there's an organization called Mind in the UK, MIND. I mean, and again, a lot of these sites have got huge amounts of resources that are suitable for any country. And, you know, take a look. Mind is a really good site, a fantastic charity, and they've helped us a huge amount. You know, we have a massive amount of thanks for them. Another one, which is on the Angel Protocol site, which is an angel charity, was called Papyrus, and Papyrus work to help support those who've been affected by suicide in the under 35s. Really, really good charity. And that, so I can speak to the UK side and think of those two. I'm sure in the US there's other ones as well that you'd be able to take a look at. But a lot of the resources, again, can be shared. And you can look at the resources from Mind or Papyrus or from the equivalents in other countries and get what you need to use. So if there's, I mean, as Space Traveller was talking about, you know, the impact, the potential for Web3, there are online CBT courses, which is cognitive behavior therapy courses. There's lots of other different resources that you can tap into as well that... really recommend that you do that. So take a look at We Are Spur, which is, again, it's on the Twitter site, it's on the Twitter page, it's on the Telegram channel as well, and you know, hopefully you'll find something which can help you.
Thanks a lot, guys. Really insightful.
I think we have Tizzle that requested to speak, if you'd like to.
Morning. How's everybody doing?
And good morning.
Afternoon, I guess, on the other side of the world.
Good morning.
Getting,
how are you
sleepy,
doing?
Mate.
Oh my God, I'm barely waking up. Like, you ever have one of those days where you just wake up straight out of a dream? Like, you're dreaming. Literally, you open your eyes and then you're late for something, but you can't figure it out until you realize what you're late for. And so, I apologize for being late this morning. I want to support my good friend Amanda, my anxiety buddy, as she said. And so, is it true? Does anybody know? Is it true that when I look at the moon from the U.S. and that I'm looking at the top and you guys are looking at the bottom of the moon? Have you ever heard that before?
Never. That's super interesting.
Isn't it? It is. So I've got a buddy that's in Australia, and we were talking about that. So I'm not very articulate, but I think the reason I bring that up is it just goes to show that maybe we have different perspectives, but we share the same struggles in life, and anxiety being a really big one, and all of us have different ways of dealing with it. And man, counseling has definitely, most definitely been life-changing for me. To the work that I had conducted working with high-risk youth and individuals that have an unbelievable amount of trauma, and being what my counselor calls an intelligent feeler, or an intellectual feeler, I guess, which is slightly different, I guess, from being an empath, or maybe it's like a more detailed part of being an empath. Because of those things, I've had a tendency to take on others' trauma, and it's just exhausting. And so I try to get in counseling, and I just couldn't connect with this individual. Like, it was really hard, and I have trust issues anyway. So I got the right counselor, same age as my dad, became kind of like, over the last 3 years, kind of like a father figure, because I had a male figure in my life for once that was, encouraging, reaffirming, the push pull. Like, he would keep it real. He keeps it real with me, and he doesn't, you know, just give me a checklist or a sheet of paper or a bunch of tips. Like, we really work through things, and he doesn't just tell me what the answer is. He really pushes me to get through the process and a conversation to have that moment of understanding, that epiphany of what's going on. And so one of the biggest things, I was talking with somebody last night, late last night, because they had lost a loved one to homicide, and it was a sibling, and he's having a very, very, very difficult time, you know? And so, I mean, I told him, you know, about my experience and trying to find somebody that he can connect with, and how much of an advocate I am for counseling. And so I say all that to say that my mind will still paint a movie of the absolute worst case scenarios of things that I'm worrying and stressing about. Like, absolutely, just, you know, we were laughing and joking, and like, I could talk about taxes, and I'd be like, oh my God, I forgot to put this stuff on my taxes. Are they going to audit me? And then next thing you know, I've got like, you know, people from the Matrix in black suits and sunglasses coming in my house and looking through all my stuff. And that's just how my mind is wired. But counseling helped me understand how to manage that and deal with it, so that I'm not completely crippled by the way my mind is anxious and how it works. So even though it's still stressful, even though it still happens, I have the tools now to help me manage and deal with the condition that I have. And so, it's definitely with me all the time. But now I have the authority and understanding of how to manage and deal with it.
I love how you said you have the authority to do that, because for me, it definitely is that. Like, pretty much, no, like, my brain saying, this is anxiety, Amanda, you know that. And then not giving it the room that it, because it does, it takes over your brain, and it ends up becoming so big that that's the only thing that you can, at least for me, the only thing that you can think about. So being able to say, like, no, I'm not going to let you take over. I'm not going to let you ruin my day. And while it's still a struggle, like you said, like, being able to put it in its place and say, like, this is anxiety, and I'm not going to let it ruin my day or my, you know, or my week. Because for me, the same thing happens. I know Tizzle and I talk about this all the time. It's like, your brain goes, for me, to the worst case scenario. Like you said, like the Matrix showing up, or for me, it's like a fear that something, because I lost so many people close to me, it's the fear that something is going to happen to my, you know, my husband, my daughter, yep, or something, yep, like that. So not letting that take over that part of my life, because it does, it becomes the biggest person in the room. And then that's when the anxiety is like, becomes so much that you have a panic attack, or you can't physically deal with it anymore.
Remember that meme? I've got a meme Well, I've got one about being bipolar, because I also suffer from being type 2 bipolar, and that was fun to understand. You know, being in denial of that for 4 years. They put me on bipolar medicine, and I was like, y'all are crazy. I'm not bipolar. Yeah, you know, I get sad and I stress, but, you know, I just didn't understand the condition. And I think understanding anxiety and our conditions is very important. Having trust with somebody you can connect with in counseling. And yes, in the U.S., it is really difficult. Number one, it's hard to find somebody you trust and somebody you can talk to and connect with. Number two, you know, a lot of the sessions here are like $100. And I mean, you know, like, it's important, even if you believe the importance of investing in getting counseling, you know, $100 a week is just not feasible for most people. And that is something that I am to change and to, you know, find the resources that are available. Here for me in my city, Family, Children, and Children's Services. So we actually just got my son signed up for counseling, and he is an internalizer big time. Like, he just doesn't show any emotion. He doesn't talk about it. And he just kind of, you know, goes along like everything's fine, you know? So I can definitely relate to that on concerns about loved ones and just the importance of trying to find those resources to help people, you know, get the help that they need.
Yes, very important. I know Tim was just talking about some, you didn't add it in here, did you, Tim? In our group, I think you might have posted on the Angel page. Is that correct?
I posted on the Angel Protocol Twitter feed.
Okay,
and
perfect.
Also in the Telegram group, the mental health month group that was in there as well. But I'll put it on the main Angel Protocol Telegram page as well. And I'll link to it. I'll put some things as well in the Discord. Hopefully we'll get some more people through that way as well.
Oh yeah. What I was going to say, Amanda.
Yeah.
Is that the theme? I have a meme for bipolar disorder and then one for the anxiety. And I think it says, I can't tell if I'm having a heart attack or if this is just my anxiety.
It's true. I think one of my favorite memes was, my husband showed it to me, because we laugh about it sometimes, because I mean, sometimes you need to laugh. It was a picture of someone like on the computer, and it was like Googling, like, I have a headache. And then there's this little anxiety person that says, it might be your last. I was like, yes, this is exactly what my brain does. But yeah. Sometimes it's good to laugh about it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, when you know you're not alone and that other people suffer the same, then.
Tiz, you cut out a little bit, or you stopped. Your mic is muted. We might have lost you, Tiz, or you might be in a bad area with bad connection.
All right, I better get some sleep. So thanks again for hosting this, and have a good one.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Zach.
It looks like Tiz dropped off right now, but we are... Oh, he's back.
Yeah, I think at one point Space Traveler had his hand up as well. I don't know if you wanted to say any more, Space Traveler.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry,
now.
My internet went down. And so it was flip-flopping back and forth from my phone to Wi-Fi. Okay, all I was saying is that about laughing at ourselves is when you share in pain with somebody else that goes through the same type of experience that you do, then at least for me, it's comforting, you know? So yeah, me and Amanda laugh a lot at ourselves about our anxiety. I mean, it's just, it's comforting, you know?
Yes, it is. Thanks, Tiz, for talking. If anyone else, we're a little over the hour mark, but if anyone else would like to come up and talk, we're just rounding down our anxiety, how it affects us, how we cope. Would love to hear from anybody if you'd like to. If not, I understand that's an incredibly hard thing sometimes to hit that request button. But we love that so many people are on here and just listening to a bunch of us talk about our experiences. So thank you for joining us. Yeah, and special thanks to Space Traveler. I'm glad you could join us as a professional in the field, because it was really good to hear some of the things that you said. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I wish I could hear him talk more. I caught him, I think, kind of at the tail end.
I think we did record it though. Correct him?
Yeah, it is recorded. So awesome. Once it ends, you can always click on the same link and then scroll through to the relevant sections or listen to all of it.
Awesome.
Yeah, you'll be able to listen to all the birds in my neighborhood. but if no one else would like to speak, I guess we'll close this space. But we appreciate everyone coming and listening. So thank you so much for joining us. And I hope that everyone has a good rest of your Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
goodbye,
Amanda.
Everyone.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. Thanks, Amanda. And enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Mental Health Month with Angel Protocol, Anxiety. How does it affect us and how do we cope? Recorded on Sunday, May 29th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. And if you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Waking up like a basement dweller, stepped out the door and heard racists yelling. 2020, what an ugly shit show. Staring at the fucking Rickroll from the get-go. Looking outside, the whole state's on fire. The fuck do you expect when you embrace the liars and replace the writers with AI just like us? Emaciated models killing bright birds. First in, last out, picture me rolling. The worst time to cash out, so what you holding? The Merc's gonna cash cow, country stolen. Drooling over chicken like the goose is golden. Trying to be soulful, spitting that molten lava from the bottom of the caldera. I'm hot and gonna put it in a bottle and offer it to the god who hit the gas full throttle, blasting off in a rocket.
The many people who will see things happen to them that are in their favor. So someone's looking over me. That's a fascinating phenomenon when that happens. And when you analyze those situations, what you find is that we as humans simply have a profound inability to understand statistics and probability.
Stitching these writings, living that life like, who would have guessed you turn out this nice, right? Avoiding stress, that's the motherfucking secret. Print that shit on a motherfucking leaflet. I'm just an asshole hooked on the bricks. Looking at the rectangles, damn, they kinda thick. We've gone through a whole lot of kings here. Cutting off heads just to bring cheer. Getting all fired up, Tiger King, line them up. When you'd give an arm and a leg just to try the junk on some first time buyer's luck. Alexa, set a reminder and remind me to buy a bunch. And put your hands up if you fuck this year. And keep them in the air if you're picking up the spare. And put your mask on just to go outside. Looking at the planet about to downsize.
So climate change will not make Earth I live in New York City, where in our harbor we have the Statue of Liberty. If you melt the water ice that's on land, the ocean level will rise to reach her left elbow. That takes out all of New York City. And basically every other coastal city that we've spent thousands of years building since the dawn of civilization.
Spaces.